Okay, we are going to start from the Gemara top of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. The Ma'akim Ifligi. What is the machloikis between Reb Chiya and Bar Kapara about Azar and Shabbos, about Mum Betuma, and Azar that ate Malika? The Isser Kailu Belibid Reb Yaisi. They're arguing when the second Isser includes more items for the person Usser. The item itself doesn't become more usher, but the person becomes more usher and more items. According to Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Chiya Sava, Rabbi Yaisi b'Sekayel Mechayev Tarti. He holds Rabbi Yaisi is Mechayev too. That's why he says, Eishas Ach V'Achayis Isha. No matter which way it goes, it's either Isra Maisav or Isra Kayel. Rakapar Sava Le Mechayev Elochada. Ma Isra Kayel Le Kacha. What is the Isra Kayel? So Mishlam is Zar Mikar Rishari Bim Locha. Zar, a whole week round, he's a lot of work. He's not allowed to do avayin in the Beis HaMikdash. Ashi l'Shabbos, Shabbos comes. Midi the commits him b'malacha, becomes asur b'malacha because of Shabbos. Mitzanami b'avayda, that's Isra Kaitel. He becomes asur in more things. Babum, yikar ashari b'achil of asur b'avayda. Babum, there's a lot of eat kachim. He's not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. Itmile, he becomes tam b'migid the commits him b'achil. He becomes asur now to eat. That's more things. Mitzanami b'avayda. So that's the machloikas by Isra Kaitel. But the problem is, Malika b'bas achas of the Mishkachas love. Mr. Kaila Mishkagasla. But Malika only happens simultaneous. It doesn't happen with an Isra Kaila. So the question is, what's the machlokes over there? Zakta Gemara, you're right. All cases are Basachas, as the Gemara will explain. And the machlokes is, what does Rabbi Yaisi hold by Isra Basachas? Rabbi Yaisi Sava, Rabbi Yaisi, Mr. Basachas, Mechayev Tarti. Rabbi Yaisi holds that Rabbi Yaisi would be Mechayev 2. Bar Kapara Sava, Le Mechayev Elochada, he would only be Mechayev 1. Welcome, my Isra Basachas Ikka. What is the Isra Basachas? What is the Isra Basachas? Cesar Shishemish B'Shabbos, Gunda Isi Shtei Shires B'Shabbos. What happened was he became Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos. He became Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos. So the moment he became Bar Mitzvah, right? He became Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, and therefore, at that moment, both Zaris and Shabbos were chal at the same time. Dabel Zaris B'Shabbos Badi Adadi. Babum Nami Gunda Isi Shtei Shires Yitmilei. Right, he was a Balmum and Tamei before he became Bar Mitzvah. Davali Balmum, then he brought, right, and then he brought Shnei Saris. Davali Balmum Betumah Ba'adi Adadi. Inam, Ishakotuk et Boy Bechat and Tamei, he cut his finger with a sack in Tamei. And that's called Basachas, even though it's really not literally the same time because the Tumah, the knife touches him before it cuts. But that's considered close enough. So therefore, the machloekus of me is the basachas according to Reb Yaisi. Sakti Gemar Bishlam with Reb Chiya ki asin li the day li with Reb Yaisi ki asin Bar Kapara li with Reb Shimon. Chiya makes sense. When back up what he said, Rebbe said two, he was going in Reb Yaisi, and when Reb Kapara said one, like Reb Shimon, Bar Kapara misunderstood and thought it was Reb Yaisi. But at least Bar Kapara is not swearing falsely. He heard from Rebbe one. He made a mistake, and which one the Amr is going like? But if you tell me even Rabbi Yaisi holds by Issa Basachas, it's one, that means Rabbi Chiya that says two is lying. He made up a story. It never happened. That's impossible. They're arguing according to Reb Shimon by Issa Basachas. That according to Rabbi Yaisi, for sure, it's two. Issa Basachas is chal both. The Machloikas is according to Reb Shimon. Does Reb Shimon agree to two? Or agree to one? So Dr. Gemara. Bishlam and Reb Chiya. When you're finished, I have to tell you something. Bishlam and Reb Chiya, Kamishtav Elavu, Kalir Reb Shimon Bechazak. Now you can understand why Reb Chiya swore, because he wants to be mighty, Reb Shimon from his Chazak. He always holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And over here he holds Isser is Chalal Isser. So he wants to be mighty of Shimon from his Chazaka. Therefore he says that over here Reb Chiya would hold, Reb Shimon would hold that is Isser Kalal Isser, so he has to swear. A little bit Kapara, Lamalei Lishtabuya. Why does he have to swear? He's just saying Reb Shimon Lushitase, that never holds Isser Kalal Isser. That the Gemara Kasha, that is Taka Kasha. That's my Mishlam of Reb Kapara. He asked me Rabbi Lidi Day, leave it to Reb Shimon, he asked me Reb Chiya, leave it to Reb Yaisi. Bar Kapara makes sense. Reb Chiya heard two, but that was in Reb Yaisi. He heard one, that was in Reb Shimon. El Reb Chiya, who says that even according to Reb Shimon is two, Bar Kapara Shkura Kamashakar, is Bar Kapara lying? Amalach Reb Chiya, no. He asked me Rabbi Lidi Day, Tarti Liftor, Asne. When Rabbi said two, right, Bar Kapara is not lying. When Rabbi said that it's two liptur, meaning that he only is chayiv one, liptur asne, the itzer kaitel asne, the leibad Reb Shimon. That was going by itzer kaitel. The Bakapara mixed it up. At that point, he was talking about an itzer kaitel. First came the itzer zaris, then came the itzer Shabbos, first came the itzer bamum, then came the itzer tumah. So Reb Shimon holds, you're only chayiv one. The chazi le Bakapara lezar shalcha malika. Bakapara saw the case of zar shalcha malika, which is bat achas. The Aydi de Damyelo is a similar case of two Isurim. Arva Badayu, he mixed the three up. The Ayimba, then he looked into it, and he said, oh, the case of Zohar Malika is Basachas. The Sovereign is Basachas. If that's Basachas, Hanami Basachas, the other two are also Basachas. Right? Because he mixed the three together. And with the Hanach Liptur, Hanach Nami Liptur. So really, Rebbe Taka said, you're Chayiv one, in a case of Isser Kaitel, according to Reb Shimon. But Bakapara mixed it up. Zor Shishimish B'Shabbos, a Zor that serves on Shabbos, a Bamum Shishimish B'Tumah. And a Bamum that served B'Tumah, Yeshkam is Zor, Mishim Shabbos, Mishim Bamum, Mishim Tumah, Divir Rebbe, I see? Shimon Aymer, Inka, Mishim Zor, Bamum, Bovad. Bila Malika Shaira, the case of Malika is not there. Laman Shaira, why is that left out? Elay Mele Rebbe, I see, who says even Isser Kail is to Hast Rebbe, I see, Mr. Kail, Machayev Stein, Mr. Basachas, me boy. If by Koil you're Chayiv too, for sure, but Basachas, Elalav, Reb Shimon. Must be going like Reb Shimon, who says by Koil it's one. Ube Yitzhar Koil, who the Pater, Abba Yitzhar Basachas, Mechayiv. The reason the third case is not there, because the third case of Zohar Malika would definitely be Basachas. By Basachas, it's Pater. Chup to the Bar Kapara, chup to this Vrais the Shlugs of Bar Kapara. Period. Frek the Gemara, Zohar Shishim is B'Shabbos B'Mai. What is this Zohar serving on Shabbos? He's allowed to do that Aveda. So he's not an Isser Zoris. All of this moving, it's Mukta. Might be Mukta, that's all the Shaila is. Ibak Torah. So he's burning, and that's a Dreisa. Rabbi Yaisi said it's only a Lav, so he wouldn't be Chayav Chatas anyway. It's talking about Yom Kippur, and he shechted the power of the Klein Gadol. So that would be the Isser Zoris and the Isser Yom Kippur. Then it has nothing to do with being a Zor. It could be any Kayan, as long as it's not the Kayan Gadol. So the Gemara, you write Zor Esloi Ka'amar, it means the one who is a Zor to it, which means anybody besides the Kayan Gadol. Maskel or Ravashi, midi Chatos, Tani? I don't understand the whole Kasha. It doesn't say Rabbi Yaisi said you have two Chatos. Does it even say you're ever two lavim? Isurim ha'amakachashim. He's ever two isurim. My nav kamina, if he's not going to bring two karbanas, who cares? My nav kamina, the cover being rishoyim, kamburim. Right? Shaila, what that means? Either means to put him within the skull of an isurim, Rashi sheet or Tesis sheet to put him with people that are over two isurim. Dr. Mishnah, right? Tishnaim, Shekichu, Shtei Nashim. Two people that were Makadish, two ladies. And the Gemara is going to explain it wasn't b'mezid, it was b'shagig. Because unfortunately it was a shagig, but they lived with an eshesesh. The two men were brothers, b'shemeshesach. The two ladies were sisters also, b'shemeshelachaisa. They can be chayef for. They separate them for 3 months because they might be pregnant. And if they're young girls that are not capable of becoming pregnant, there's no 3 month separation. If they were girls, the Gemara is going to explain, they grew up in a house of kahuna. Even if their husband were to die without children, they usually go home and eat truma. Over here, they become pasum and not truma. Where they exchanged lives, they wife swapped. That which Rav Chia says, there are 16 chatas. Even mazed make a carbon. If it didn't be mazed, there would be no carbon. 16 chatas, 4 for each participant. But mazed, there's no carbon. And for the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Tani Huchlifu. Not Hachlifu, but it's Huchlifu. It happens b'shagig. Hachnami mistabra. The Tani Seifa says in the Seifa, my ktanis ain't a ruyas leilat. If there are ktanis that are not capable of giving birth, makzir it aysimiyat. Be b'mezid. If it's b'mezid mishaya, would it be mutter? Right? I want to take back a woman that was misana b'mezid. So the gemara holy kasha pita ktana aynas ninu. That would be an aynas. It wouldn't bother us because the Ketana, even if she's not a Bemezid, it's considered an Inus and she's Mutter Labaila. But the ratio we're talking about older women, it says they separate them 3 months. But if they're not pregnant, they can go back. It's a raya that it wasn't bemezid, it was done b'shagid. Frank the Gemara. Because over here you have all kinds of things. When they do the kedushin, it's bas achas, right? They made a shliach at this point. Well, I shouldn't say that. When the two brothers, let's try it again. Reuven was mekadesh Rachel, so Shimon is usher here because eshes ach and eshes ish. That's bas achas. Then Shimon is mekadesh Leah, so that's Isser Kail, because since he becomes usher in the other sisters, he now becomes usher in Rachel because of achas isha. Then she becomes a Nida, that's Isser Maisef. Because she becomes usher to her husband, she now becomes usher to Shimon as well. So you see here, Isser Kail, Isser Maisef, Isser Basachas. It's going like Rav Meir. The time you be learned. Yes, there's somebody that can eat one food, Chayav four Chatas and Ashim. How is it? Tamei Shachu Chaylov, Tamei eating Kachim is a Karas, Chaylov is a Karas, Munaiser is a Karas. Nimbukdashim is an Asha Me'ilas, B'yayim HaKippurim, which is Karas. The Meir Ayim reminds of Shabbos, V'yitziyah B'viv Chayev. The Meir says, if it's Shabbos, and he carried it with his mouth, he would be Chayev for carrying. Amar Lo Yayim and Hashem, and he's not worried about carrying Yom Kippur. The Meir holds, Ein Erev Vitzol Yom Kippur. There's no Isser carrying on Yom Kippur. Fine. Now, how is this all three? Because when the animal was born, it's Chaylov. That's Asher. Then he was Magdishit, he became Isser Maisef. There was an Isser Hanoah. That makes it Isser Maisef. Comes more Aser. Then it became Nicer. Again, Isser Maisef. Because it became Aser to the Mizbeach. Then it became Yom Kippur. So it's an Isser Kail. Right? It's an Isser Kail because he's Aser in other foods. So it becomes Aser in this. And Shabbos in Yom Kippur is Bas Achas. And Rameir says he's Chai for Shabbos. So we see Bas Achas der Chal. So it's a Raya that he holds of all three. Zakta Gemara, Vermeir Liba Damam. Ir Liba Rabbi Shua, Matabad Rai Mitzvah Patr. He's attempting to do a mitzvah. He's trying to get married. Which is a mitzvah. Rabbi Shua says if he's attempting to do a mitzvah, there's no Chiyav Chatas. Ella Liba Rabbi Yezer, who holds that even if one is attempting to do a mitzvah, doesn't patr from a Chiyav Chatas. Iboy Zayma Loyla Maliba Rabbi Shua. It's going like Rabbi Shua. He come Rabbi Shua Tabad Rai Mitzvah Patr, Hanimila Gabi Tinaikis, with the Shail of doing Bismillah, the Mazmani Bohom. There's a pressure. There's no pressure not. And therefore, there was no pressure. He didn't have to get married this minute. He could have taken this time and investigated. In fact, the Gemara by Truma Deis Mani Bohom and Kapunter. Truma, when a guy eats Truma and he's a wrong Kayan, we say he's Patr because he wanted to do a mitzvah. Not Hoyach, but Truma Venezia, Shubengrusha, Bechalutza. Blessed Mechayev, Karen Mechayev, Mishra, Mishua, Pinter. Blessed says he's a Tsar, and Mishua says he attempted to do a mitzvah. So, but there's no pressure there. There was pressure because it was Erev Pesach, it was going to turn it chametz to become usher momentarily. The case of the Mishnah is talking about all were for the Basachas, and according to Reb Shimon. Three of them can be Basachas. Two brothers made a shliach, two Mekadosh, two sisters who made a shliach to accept the Kedushin, and the Kedushin happened simultaneously. Aces Ish, Aces Ach, and Achais Isha all happened simultaneously. And the Nidus, Hechim Mishkagos Law, Nidus happened later or earlier. Doesn't happen at the exact moment of Kedushin. Rav Amar Mamar Rav, we're going to learn Rashi's Pshat. B'shaibas mitachiyu gimu l'achish l'shasu l'chiva inu, tevshnai masu l'achish nai masu l'chiva inhi. They both shared birthdays a year apart. The two brothers were twins, born on Rosh Hashanah, which picked Rosh Hashanah. The two girls were twins, born on the next year Rosh Hashanah. The Kedushin was made the day before Rosh Hashanah, which is the Kiddush. They had Shtei Saras at that point, and that counts when they turned 13, and she turned 12. And then the Kedushin is Chal that night, and they were Nidus at that time. And it's Chal at that moment, because it's a Ketana, it wasn't Chal. And therefore, all four Yisurim are Chal B'Baz Achas. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara.
Can I ask a question? What's the concern here about Bas Achas? That the Yisurim have to come together all at the same time, or the act happens at the same time? No.
The act always happens at the same time. No. It's that the four Yisurim have to be chal at the same moment, if not, it's a chal al Yisur.
So what by Chelev Yom Kippur and all stuff, Chelev comes before Neisser because everything. That's
he said that's Batachas. That is Maisif and Kail and Shabbos and Yom Kippur are Batachas. That's not Batachas. We're going on the four women here. On the four Yisurim by this wife exchange by mistake.
Well, I thought that was, it says it's your Batachas there by the, doesn't it? By the Yom Kippur?
That's not Batachas. Yom Kippur and Shabbos are Batachas. The other one, where Chelev was first, then Hegdish made it Maisiv, then Neisser made it Maisiv, then Yom Kippur made it Kail, and Yom Kippur and Shabbos were Batachas.
I hear. Okay, I thought everything was Batachas. Okay, got it.
The Gemara invited him on Frisch and Eisen. Right, they said, the Gemara, they should be Sabaris, maybe you're shy now, she become pregnant. I'm Rav Nachman, Rabbi Rabu, Shabalu, Bishanu, they lived twice. Right, the Gemara, the Tanya, Rabbi Yakantas, and Katos. Plus, in the Tartanabin, it's 32, which we're going in Rabbi Yezer Shita, that we don't say Hela Mechot is only one carbon. He holds your chayv and every bia. Fetti Gemara, Tamek, Rabbi Lezer, Mechayv, Akol, Kayak, Mechayak. Every effort in the bia. So, Tuvahab, it's even more. El, the Mechayak, Rishon, Kachashiv. Territories, we're only interested in the first Kayak. It cannot be the bia, Rishon, Kachashiv. But Tamar b'Biyah was Shani Abra. Tamar was in Sabra in the first Biyah because we learned that Erev Aynam were the B'Shamish Loikadaka. That's our Messiah. Amaloi Tamar b'Etzba Miyacha. She broke her B'Sulim with her finger, and therefore she was able to become pregnant. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak called Meicha Shemesh Rabbi Tamar Shman. All the girls who used to break their B'Sulim by the house of Rabbi because they wanted to become pregnant were called Tamar. Why is Tamar the first beer? There was Eva Einan. That the Gemara Eva Einan Shem Shushloi Kedarka. Basically, all 24 months, the person can live with his wife when she's pregnant. When she's nursing, he doesn't want her to become pregnant. He can be dashed inside and spill out the zara outside. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And Chum argue, I'm a loy halol reini kamei zera v'ayna. That's hashchas zera. So we see Ma'ase Erev Ha'inan was Dashim B'Befnim B'Zayim B'Bechutz, not Shloi Kedarka. So the Gemara, Ma'ase Erev Ha'inan, that it was Ashchot Zera, but B'Loi Ma'ase Erev Ha'inan. Ma'ase Erev Ha'inan, the Chsev Ha'in Ba'alei Shesach HaMashiach HaSarit, that it was Ashchot Zera. But B'Loi Ma'ase Erev Ha'inan, they didn't have some Shloi Kedarka. They didn't want to take a chance to do it Kedarka. They did it Shloi Kedarka. V'Achim B'Kedarka, here it's talking about B'Kedarka. But Ein Hachinami, Erev Ha'inan would never Shim Shloi Kedarka. That the Gemara Bishlai Ha'inan, the Chsev HaMashiach HaSarit, that identifies what he did. He died for the same reason. We understand why he did it. He didn't want to have children that would be considered like Cain's children. I'm sorry, not Cain, Er's children. My time of Avad Achi, why did Er do it? He didn't want her to lose her beauty. It says by Mishameshes, a woman who has Tashmish, nothing to do with the touching of Shechla Zerah. It says Isa, right? The pasuk says Ish. What was the pasuk? Rabbi Isha ki Ashi Ishkim Ish Isa Shich Mazera. Isa is an extra word. Probably Kala. That after the first beer, she's not tummy as a mishamesh. It's never Yehuda. Chamimaymer Pratlish like a dark. Amalei Haim Breider of Nachman Rav Nachman. Leima Kesavar Yehuda Atayra Chasa Tashite Kala. What are we worried to send her to the mikvah? She's gonna ruin her makeup. Therefore, it's not considered a mishameshes. That's going my commentary. But in Sava, it says shichla zera prat lahara. That excludes when there's no beer. Isa prat lekala. Isa excludes the kala. Isa prat lekadarka. Rabbi Yehuda Sava shlekadarka by Rama shichla zera nafka. Both are learned from shichla zera. Isa prat lekala. Kiyatsa Rabban Am Rabbi Yechon and Kosh Shas Hakabai Las Shad of Anistis Shuveni Yeladis. Any woman that went 10 years after her husband died and didn't get married, and then she got married, she'll have any letters. Amar Rav Nachman Lo Yishon, she died till he nothing, she's not planning to get married. Amar died till he nothing, Mr. Beres. Amar Lo Rav Labas Rav Chizda, Kamarani Nabon Labas Rav, they're murmuring behind your back, because you got children after being a widow for 10 years. Amar Lo, I know that's what Allah Chava. I was thinking about you, because of the story in the Gemara Babasra when she said she wants to marry Rami Bachama and Rav said he's last. The reason it took 10 years is because Rava was had another wife. He asked the comment of Rabbi Yosef, I'm like, Rabbi, I know she's a Chabad, let's just try to be a Lati. I went 10 years without a husband. I'm like, B'ti al tetzia la'atah de b'lachamam. You must have had a mind to have some kind of relationship. I'm like, l'nachwi nevalti, which is the Ritual learned not that she had a relationship, but that she wanted to have a relationship with a guy, and that was enough to keep her body parts working. Everybody should have a wonderful day. Meshachem tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock.
Rabbi.